10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
I think I've got it.
Hey,
everybody. How the fun are you doing, boyfriends? It's us.
It's, yeah. I'm doing, I'm fucking ready to party.
Yes, it sounds it. Hey.
Yeah.
Boyfriends, how the fuck are you doing? We're in.
Oh, how the fudge?
Yeah, we're in the we're in the man cave, as it were.
Scoop.
Joined today with friend of the show.
Hey.
The proctor himself.
You better believe it, the main proctor.
James Earl Brassby.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm swell. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain, I guess.
I'm going to complain. I want to complain. That's why we do this.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to complain. So I'm going to complain.
Airing your grievances. Air your grievances.
I'm on day two of my real strict diet, Nutrimost.
Yes.
And it takes a few days to get used to not having food in your body. So I'm a cranky motherfucker today.
Yeah,
well, real cranky.
You're not drinking no Soylent or nothing, are you?
No. You just eat like a little bit of protein and some fruits and vegetables, and it's just like it's real low calorie, and they give you some supplements and stuff, but it works like crazy. Like it
really?
Works really well. Like I'll lose like in the next like 40 days, I'll probably lose like another 30 or 40 pounds.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then the challenge is keeping it off. So I did it a few months ago, lost about 30, 40 pounds, kept it off, and then after Thanksgiving, I'm like, I'm going to start again and go through Christmas, because if I do Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm going to put 10, 15 pounds on.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just not put that weight on because I can't handle it. So if I'm not allowed to eat anything around Christmas, I'm good. But if I go, oh, I can have a little bit. There's no such thing as
a little bit.
Yeah, because I go, oh, I'm going to have a little bit. I had that cookie. Might as well have two cookies. And I can die from two cookies.
You could choke on it.
That's
yeah,
true. I guess
you die from zero cookies. You don't even, if you choke on it, does that even count as eating?
Yeah.
Depends on how much you got down.
Yeah.
Well, you breathed it in, really.
Yeah, you really breathed it in, yeah. So let that be a lesson to you kids. Don't huff cookies.
Huff cookies. Try it.
Try it.
Let us know how it goes.
See how you like it.
How do you want to say hangry? I'm just like, everything makes me super annoyed today. And I posted this video on Instagram of me swinging a sledgehammer in a tiny room, a room smaller than this.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody's like, oh, what, you swing like a girl. And I don't care that you make fun of the way I swing.
Okay.
Come with something original. Okay. Swing like a girl? Come the fuck on.
Yeah,
it is 2018. And I'm not even like going on some fucking feminist rant. It's like, that is the fucking easiest joke to make. You know better. And then when you
say
see
faggot cowards.
Right! I would at least respect that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go.
Like the give me something that's going to, but when you see 30 people comment to say, I'll say,
girl.
It's like, don't you check to see what other people are saying? You didn't all write it at
no.
the same time.
I mean, like,
what happened to first?
I go.
Oh yeah, first was great.
First was
Pat Oswalt had a post the other day, and I thought I was one of the first people to comment, and then I'm reading through the comments, I'm like, oh. Somebody had the joke that I was going to use. Not going to do it.
Yeah.
Not going to fucking do it.
I'm off that. You can't say the thing someone else said on the show.
Did you ever search Twitter, like, exactly what you're saying? And
oh, dude.
Yeah,
if I'm trying to live tweet, like, a basketball game or something, or like the finals and shit, I'll, like, be typing stuff out, and it'll happen, like, as I'm about to hit send, someone else will do, like, a better version.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not doing it.
To be fair,
I
shouldn't really be too worried.
I wasn't even looking. I was just like, people will like say
it,
and I'm just like, that's hard. That's better.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's worse than.
Yeah.
I would never look it up.
I'm like, they just won.
Yeah, like I saw two people today come up with
Boutros, the jaundiced elf.
That's just me. The jaundiced elf.
Yeah, it's my new character.
Boutros, the jaundiced elf.
The jaundiced?
Jaundiced, yes. His liver is shut down. Yeah, yeah, so his skin is a yellow color.
My ex-wife's mom was so jaundiced, she turned fucking green.
What?
She was a zombie. And then they kept, like, they put her into... what's it called? Hospice. And they're like, any day now.
She's really?
She's green. Now. She's green. Day.
That was
bad.
Almost 2 years ago.
That bitch is so hot. What color is she now?
She back to normal.
Oh, fuck.
She just stopped doing pills and drinking like a crazy person. And now she's just fine. Just right as rain.
Mm-hmm. The human body is amazing.
She's indeed. Got one of those white trash bodies that just, like... Like cannot the, be put down.
Like the Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
She's Detroit. Got a white trash body that won't quit. Is what I was
exactly. So yeah, I just been annoyed by, and that's just like one example of the things that I've been annoyed by today. Like Ryan's slippery driveway. Not happy about that.
See, you know.
I see. Well, I mean, you're a homeowner now. I could sue you if I slip that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
shit.
I won't.
Yeah.
The fall?
I'm getting rock salt as soon as this podcast is over. I get up early in the fucking morning, man. I don't want to fucking shovel my driveway, you know what I mean?
Pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, bro.
That's a good point.
You're fucking like living that house owner fucking dream.
My house, that's my piece of shit house that I
bought. It's yours, though. That's
your
house, dude.
Yeah,
it's yours.
You're doing better than both of us.
I have a benefactor.
There's a house in my name.
It's like we're doing better than each other in absolute reverse. Bill's fucking living with someone's grandma. I live by myself. You have a house.
I'm gonna give James the lead.
I'm doing better. Yeah.
Living by yourself is the best.
It's dope as fuck.
I used to live by myself. Get out of here, cat. God damn it.
Miss Perman's here.
Yeah,
she can guest on the show today.
That was,
come get hair on my sweatpants.
Hey,
right?
Get out of here.
I respect your admiration for non-hairy sweatpants.
It's one of those things that, like, it's not the reason I got divorced, but it weighed into it. I couldn't fucking stand it. I wear a lot of black, and there was cats in the house, and you can't fucking stand it.
Like, get a black cat.
You still see it. You feel it even.
I fucking hate cat hair.
I hate it too.
I don't get one of those bald ass cats.
Nah, those
things are terrible.
The dog.
I get it. Yeah.
I heard you get to rub them down with wood.
You know who looks like a hairless cat? Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy looks like a hair. I was sitting on the couch at Thanksgiving, like fucking, I couldn't stop
thinking about Tony Dungy.
I kept showing him that, and then I heard I was at a. I don't care anymore. I was doing acid like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh no!
And we were listening to like this radio station that was like, I don't know, it was in the middle of Ashtabula. And it was this fucking, it was this off like 107.5, this local station, but it played like all these deep cuts, classic rock hits. But one of the songs they played wasn't exceptional. Fucking Sweet Child of Mine or whatever. But I couldn't stop hearing, Adam Sandler do Axl Rose pop.
Poor sweet child of mine.
What's the one that starts with him like doing like trill? Oh, is it
off Chinese Democracy?
No, it's one of the, because I only know the songs that they play on our radio station, and they only play those like three hits that they had off of Appetite for Destruction.
I get up around 7, you get up around time.
You guys got too white even for me.
Yeah. It just starts off like him going like, okay, we're here, we're here.
I don't know.
I was doing that while I was walking around setting up for the bigger show.
It sounds like Michael Strick.
I get up around 7, what did you think
Oh, I got to find this website that does fucking replica movie jerseys.
Oh,
they have a whole bunch. I'm about to get a Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey.
Oh, hell yeah.
This would be dope.
Big State?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or Tech U.
Oh my god.
That's a fucking great movie.
The fact that you know those references is.
Dude, I think everyone's seen He Got Game.
I've seen it, but I couldn't name the
100 times.
The universities you went to.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Hey, that's Kyrie. I have a dad. Blah, blah, blah.
His dad, is that Kyrie's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, his dad fucking was the one reason that he and LeBron didn't get along. Fuck Kyrie's dad.
That's right.
Kyrie's dad can ball, man.
Yeah. Well, he played...
Hold that.
Pro ball, like, overseas and shit, so...
Bomb. He's the best. He's,
I don't know.
He looks like Michael Jordan, so I'm saying he's pretty good.
Still not talked about enough. And he won an Academy Award, but remember when Kobe raped that girl?
What?
He won an Academy Award for raping somebody? I get the whole story there.
Hey, won an Academy Award last year.
Pretending like
no, I had another one Academy Award, but yeah, and it was from what I understand, like the rape was pretty, like it was a rape.
Oh yeah,
he paid him off.
Yeah.
I think it was a full on.
Oh yeah, he raped that girl. Fucking.
I'm glad I wasn't like couldn't remember all the details of that.
That's one of those things where I think as far as like different industries go. So like right now, actors, producers, people like in that, they're the most scrutinized.
Okay.
Sure.
Then you have probably musicians. I wouldn't even put musicians down. Like yeah, maybe at
Rolling Stone, like
musicians
fucking,
are barely making the top five.
Yeah.
All right. That's what musicians are probably the lowest. They get away with the most.
Yeah, for sure.
Robert
and then athletes are probably in the middle somewhere, depending on how good
the athlete and the sport involved.
And the sport.
Yeah. I guess we should really probably establish what professions allow you to do terrible monster stuff.
Football, NFL.
Football, basketball,
the
music.
Redskins just claimed that dude off waivers. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, it is the Redskins. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're fucking notorious for...
What's, like, the fifth profession you have? It'd be a monska.
What's the what?
There's football, basketball, movies.
Politician.
Politician.
I feel like
any politician and movies are getting exposed more, but I feel like...
Politicians will never get exposed.
Yeah, if you have enough money to kill people, it really shouldn't count.
Jeffrey Epstein. Fucking Jeffrey, the Miami Herald just came out with a 3-part story today that they finally got a hold of the unsealed documents and the Jeffrey Epstein. We've talked about this in the podcast before. That billionaire financier who like had the underage prostitution ring and like friends with like Alan Dershowitz and Bill Clinton and Trump and all that stuff. Absolutely egregious. He like didn't spend time and he stayed in the county jail in his own private wing that he was allowed to leave. That he hired security for.
Some Pablo Escobar shit.
Yeah, it was Pablo Escobar shit. It definitely was Pablo Escobar shit. Yeah. And like he went on to say they had in like these affidavits from the girls that like he would tell them when he loaned them out to like powerful people whose names are redacted and like nobody was allowed to be part of his plea deal. Nobody else was allowed to be prosecuted or implicated in any way.
That's cold-blooded.
Yeah,
man.
So, like, he would, like, as leverage, you know what I mean? Like, fucking to do all that shit. But, it's an outrageous... It's absolutely outrageous. Anybody that, like, is a... I'm sure there's some QAnon people who listen to us.
Well, that's the thing.
Listening to QAnon and fucking Google Jeffrey Epstein and...
Yeah,
like,
that's the kind
of
shit.
Pizza
place. Put your real...
Fucking no consequences. That.
Put your weaponized autism into that shit.
Yes, absolutely. We're picking up boyfriends left and right.
Oh yeah,
touch it.
I heard you had some.
Thanksgiving.
What'd you guys do for Thanksgiving?
We went over to my lovely wife's parents' house, and then we went over to my parents' house.
That's a lot of gold.
That's the double Thanksgiving, and I had to do the same thing because I did with my kids, and I did well with my parents because. So I did with like my ex-wife and the kids, and then that one was fun. Then I went to my parents. So my parents' one wasn't not fun, but like it's like my parents and like some aunts and uncles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're just talking about how like kids don't play outside anymore. Like you guys are too old for this shit. Like your kids. Like I'm your kid, and I'm fucking 40. You can't be like, hey, kids don't play outside anymore. Like you're past that. You have to have a new conversation.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I
kids don't play Nintendo anymore.
I wouldn't mind it. Like, it wasn't bad, the individual things. Yeah, just, I'd rather pick a place and stay rather than fucking drive fucking...
Well, you guys should have it at your house.
That's what I'm thinking about next year, just having a Friendsgiving.
Shut the fuck down after 3 hours.
We used to do it when I was married. We'd do it at my house, and we, like, when I was in Lakewood, we'd do it there. Mm-hmm. Like, I had, like, we did it at most, pretty much every house that we lived in. And it was great, because then you can get all fucked up, you get the nap. Here's what really fucked me up this year, though,
was both of them had like later Thanksgivings. Yeah. So it was like one meal was at like 3:30 and the other one was at like 6.
What the fuck?
Right. Yeah. And so like I didn't get a nap. And that made me that's the thing that made me real angry was the whole idea is like you eat at like 1 and then you get a nap and then you start doing rounds.
I better be eating by 1:30.
Yeah.
Where it's quiet for me all the whole rest of the day. Like if family dinner was at like 3 o'clock, I'm not even gonna fucking bother showing up. I got shit I wanna do too, you know what I mean?
3 o'clock is too late. 5 o'clock is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. We ate at like 5 o'clock. Babies, but we had 1 o'clock at my
The 1 o'clock is that's the main thing.
But I couldn't nap either. I had to drive from Streetsboro to fucking
That's why I said you gotta do it at home. So like sucks. Next year we're doing it
Let's do it. We're gonna deep fry a turkey. And all you fucks that like complain about turkey, deep fry it, you fucking goons. Okay? Like deep fried turkey is so fucking tight. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Juicy for years.
Listen, turkey is not hard to make. If people that don't like it dry or that are cooking dry turkeys, you're fucking crazy. It's so easy to
baste it.
We're gonna deep fry that shit.
Yeah, we'll deep fry. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Thanksgiving is like on the fucking 4 points of the compass on good holidays. Get the fuck out of here with your bad like. Oh, I hate things. Here's how to talk to your family. Thanksgiving, like. You eat food, you watch football, you get drunk. You're fucking, there's no pretenses to it or whatever. It's on a point of the holiday compass with 4th of July. 4th of July is fucking always great every year.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about 4th of July is summertime is too hot. A lot of times it'll be too hot.
Too hot?
Yeah. It can be too hot.
It's too fucking cold.
I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
It was wild hot on 4th of July.
This past year was the fucking hottest 4th of July. Like, when you're sitting
sweating. That's right.
Like, we were over at Polk's and just, I was fucking dying just from that, so.
Hotter than hell.
And then East and West on the fucking holiday compass, Memorial Day and Labor Day. Because you're not expected to do anything. You can just fucking have the day off.
You
can fucking usually find a cookout if you want to.
Yeah, those are ones that, like, as a kid, you're just happy to have a day off.
Yeah.
But as an adult, you're like, this is actually
a
better
holiday. You can fuck around and have a
Memorial
Day.
Absolutely.
And then you have, like, that Sunday night before, which is always a good time to go out and get fucked up.
100%.
Man, I had a pretty fucking dope Memorial Day.
Yeah?
It ended up being really good.
I always mix them up too. Memorial Day was that's the main one.
Yeah.
And Labor Day.
Shit was fun as hell. Yeah.
I don't remember. Was I there?
Labor Day. I don't know. I think I got mixed up anyway. What was the most recent one?
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Had a fucking dope ass Labor Day.
There you go.
Memorial Day was trash.
Oh.
Burn it. Burn it to the motherfucking ground.
What about Christmas? How are you guys feeling about Christmas?
Oh, Christmas is fine.
I fuck with Christmas.
It's a little too stressful, I think.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I will, like, throw up in the parking lot of the mall and then, like, drive around for, like, an hour. But I'm usually crying, too, but I really am having a great time.
Yeah, that's part of it, though. That's, like, the Christmas cheer.
So I'll start crying alone, and then it's, like, I'll go see my family, and then, like, I'll put the gun in my mouth. But I sold my gun this year, so it'll be fine.
I hate
He's
Christmas.
Not kidding, folks.
I like Christmas for, you know, whatever. But there's also, like, I have to buy a lot of people's shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, Christmas is just too expensive.
I agree. And then, like,
make gifts.
It's always the worst, like.
They didn't even want them. They're like, that's not what you're part of our life.
You gotta practice your, grateful face, like, yeah, thanks. Like,
oh, people get you shit? That's nice.
I'd rather fucking, like, my mother-in-law and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my parents always give me something from Kohl's that I have to take back to Kohl's.
Yeah.
My parents always give me something that makes me weep with sadness.
Yeah. Like a sweater from Kohl's.
It won't fit!
Not even that, I just...
I don't even wear jeans! Yeah.
The sweaters you buy me, I look like some dad would wear. Like, you've seen the clothes I wear.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I want to wear
this?
You've
known me for a super long time.
Yeah.
Yet you know nothing about me.
Wait, you thought I was into Izod? I didn't even know Izod was still a thing, but it's very heavy.
That's happening.
Oh, it's all over Kohl's.
Why do I have a Walter Hagen golf shirt?
Van Heusen?
Yeah.
Van Heusen fans?
I'm not going to hate on Van Heusen. They got some dope slacks.
You know what? I love, too, to own many ill-fitting dress shirts.
It's like they're fucking just already factory seconds.
Yeah, exactly. They never fit right. Like, not a, you can't fucking buy a Kohl's fucking shirt.
Yeah, fit right? Well, if fucking, when you're a bigger guy, nothing fits right anyway. So it doesn't even matter.
Oh, my God. Do you ever, like... You're not going to be fat for much longer, but well, I got you. I'm just gonna
I've been fat for most of my adult life, so I
You ever get a shirt, like, you're like, oh, I like this shirt, and you get it in the size you think it's going to be, and you get it, and it's like, this is just a little too tight. And then you get the next size, and you're like, what the fuck is this circus tent of a shirt? Right. Who's the fat fuck that can fucking wear this shirt?
That's, dude, that's, I feel like that's my whole life, is I'm always in between sizes where... One size is a fucking moo moo, and then the other size, and then the other size is like just that last button has it's that little like, circle, like where you're just like, ooh, the belly's pushing on through.
Right, you're like, I really like this shirt, but it looks like you're fucking the bottom button on your shirt is fucking trying to escape.
Yeah, or if it's like a t-shirt or like a Henley or something like that.
Yeah,
it'll be just tight enough that. Like, it really grabs my haunches.
You love handles?
Yeah, so, like, I just have, like, these, like, this real spare tire look going on.
I mean, you don't know shit about being a fat.
Yeah, you don't even know, like, or it really accentuates your belly button.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you never even had a shirt. You didn't even know that was a thing, that you could put on a shirt. And it makes your belly button look like Sanctum.
Oh, my least favorite is when you, like, you ever catch yourself in the mirror, you're like, ooh, tits. And you're like, oh, shit, that's, like, your shirt is doing, like, the girl tits thing?
Yeah,
it's got the waves, you're like, I'm a fucking fat slut.
Oh, no.
I'm a fat slut.
I said that to myself yesterday.
I also don't like the way girls are nice to you, even if you're fat. They're like, oh, you look perfect. Fuck no, I don't.
Tell me I'm a fat pig.
I just know how to
tell me I'm a fat pig.
I know how to dress. Fat Freddy Kitchens.
There was Tommy Tito. That's how I said everything two times. There was Freddy Kitchens. On account he was a big fat fucking pig.
I'm starting to call him Fat Freddy Kitchens on the show.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Freddy Kitchens. That's a great ass fucking name, dude.
It's the best name.
Good name.
Well, I only Freddie Kitchens. I will say though, there is another offensive coordinator in the NFL who's has a better name, and that would be Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah,
Jim Bob.
That's top notch.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh man, that's strong name.
Pretty strong.
Who's the OC for?
Detroit. Or it was. I don't know if he got fired.
Hey, Jim Bob. My name is Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. Not.
I love that.
Like
it sounds like a. Either like a weird pioneer-based amusement park name, or like a fucking like a dirty.
Later, Jim Bob Cooter.
I gave her the
Jim Bob Cooter's Adventure Park.
We're gonna go on my mind ride now.
Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
The
Smith Landing is a place where all sorts of different prospects.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim Bob Cooter will call you a play action for rope and tobacco.
Jim Bob Cooter is a name that sounds like you would spend your weekends panning for fucking gold. It's ridiculous. Jim Bob.
There's touchdowns in them there.
Oh my God.
Oh,
what do you do in your free time, Mr. Bob Cooter? Oh, I like to go out to Montana and just sit.
No.
Just sit patiently.
Cooter. Oh my goodness.
Hell of a name.
I gave her the old Jim Bob Cooter, you know, in and out.
Toby Clarkson doing it.
Yeah, we're watching the game. It's fucking,
we're putting it to the Thunder right now.
It's a miserable display.
It is. We're
unwatched.
This shouldn't make my into the soft.
Third or into the second quarter, and it's 30-21, and
pathetic.
It's not getting better.
That was a terrible air ball.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers might as well go coach fucking high school right now.
God, the NBA season should just start with the playoffs.
It's so long, play one week, dude.
And then just go, all right, playoff time.
These are the ones fucking to play 16 games. Anybody can win 16 games.
They should just do season should start with tournaments, just like
round robins replacement.
Yeah,
I think they should just
change more like
the
what
rules.
Soccer does.
I think and that's what I was gonna say.
They
should
regulate
the
some teams. I'll
it's
tell you
a
that
soccer
the
rules,
NBA.
Dude.
Yeah.
The clock never stops. You can fucking play on some fouls. Any foul gets a free, like you can just take a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
They should make it more like soccer where the game doesn't stop. It's boring as fuck because the clock is fucking dead stop right now.
Hey, even worse is football. Football is so much stoppage.
Oh, that's what I'm very excited for. It's like the Allegiance of American Football or something.
Yeah,
like
what
that.
Is this? You tell me about it in the
what?
Chat.
So it's like it's a football league.
It sounds white supremacist. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. It's a terrible name.
Clunky name.
The Allegiance of American Football.
Allegiance.
But... it's like it's an independent league, like similar to the USFL was in the 80s.
And they're trying to do this while they're also trying to do the XFL.
That's coming out next year. Yeah. And like they put in, so it's this year it's just the American Allegiance of White People. Or whatever.
I'm telling you, if they can hit the people, the like they're allowed to hit each other, I'm going to fucking watch it because I haven't seen it in a football game.
So like it's supposed to be real time.
Dude. Chris Carson got fucking flipped over.
He did get leveled.
But he like, landed it.
Like, that used to happen every game, fucking game. Yeah.
Oh, there's
someone
fucking
put to sleep.
The quarterback from UCF, his knee, like
is
fucking.
That
the
one that
used to yeah. His fucking. Look at his knee, man. They had to restore fucking blood to it because it was going to need.
What?
It. Yeah. So
oh,
they had to give him, like, emergency surgery.
Uh-huh. Mary's back in Chattanooga at the place where the bridge ball, she tells that story about the bridge troll that was like the owner's wife.
Hey. Holy shit.
Yeah. That's her birthday.
His leg requires fucking reconstructive surgery.
Yeah, it fucking is bad.
Yeah, well, where's the fucking vid, baby?
I got it.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
dingle! Oh, that's not supposed to bend that way.
It's
well.
Jelly. It's instant jelly.
Like
instant
a melted
jelly's
Barbie.
Gonna get you. Gonna break your fucking leg.
Football is yeah. Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, anyways, the American Allegiance for the Advancement of European Football.
Mm.
Steve Spurrier's a coach in it. Fucking
what?
Mike Martz. Rick Neuheisen is fucking coaching in it.
What are you talking about?
And, like, they're fucking... they had a quarterback draft, and, like, some guys that you... like, Christian Hackenberg. So it's, like, going to be, like, sort of competitive, and, like, it pretty much exists to, like, launder money for gambling, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, now you're going to tell me Donald Trump's involved.
No, well, I wish. That I wish that he...
he definitely is.
We should have just given him the fucking Buffalo Bills, man.
I don't want like, that close to me.
How much fucking...
How bad could it be?
Here, you could have just had a football team.
What if like Donald Trump was not meant to be a terrible president, but a great commissioner of the NFL? That would have kept him pacified. You greedy fucks.
Folks, many people, a lot of people are saying that we have the best footballs.
We don't keep the balls deflated. We would never do that. We won't allow people to cheat.
Oh, man. Did you read that fucking... Trump transcript or whatever.
Man, I'm done with that motherfucker.
Oh,
I'm
dude.
I'm not worried about it.
It's great. It's so good. Let me read you a quote. What are you watching?
Some cute girl sending me snappers.
Oh, I see.
Hell yeah.
But she's just talking about food now.
Oh, that's fucking...
Awesome pussy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Wanna see your puss?
Here is,
you wanna see my what?
Here is, her Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, let me see that Jim Bob Cooter.
Come on, girl. Let me see. Show me that Jim Bob Cooter.
Show it to me.
Let me see. Let me see that Jimmy.
First and 10 right now.
Let me.
Heel.
The
magazine.
A lot of the trees. They took tremendous burn at the bottom, but they still didn't catch fire. The bottom is all burned, but they didn't catch on fire because they sucked the water. They're wet. You need forest management, and they don't have it. This is in response to absolute, like, this is a fucking, like, the end
dude,
of three paragraphs of
like
just fucking.
Shit?
No.
It gives, like, a really good explanation of, like, how Donald Trump actually works. Like, great fucking, like.
Where his brain's melting out of his
fucking
nose.
No, he just, like, finds out a fact about a thing, and then he just talks about it like he knows exactly what he's talking about. Like, that's his main move.
When he gave Babe Ruth the fucking Congressional Medal of Honor or whatever. Folks, a lot of people don't know Babe Ruth was a pitcher.
everybody knew that, yeah.
A lot of people say, he also said the other day, a lot of people say I used to look like Elvis when I was young, except for the blonde hair.
Wow.
He is amazing.
I love
him. Have you seen a picture of his mom?
No.
Oh.
So they have the same hair.
They have the same hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to pull that up.
They have exactly the same fucking hair, dude.
I love our large pink boy.
It's not a popular state. Well, it actually is about half the country.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I love him ironically. Like, he's fucking the funniest person ever.
I'm not going to say that I don't like him because he is a good person. However, I will say that maybe we should just have 34 black presidents after this.
Oh, wow. That's him. Hair. That's Photoshop, dude. There's no way that's real.
I got the same hair.
No, that's the hair.
She looks like fucking Jimmy Neutron on some real levels.
Dude, that's Photoshop.
Live action Jimmy Neutron in this bitch.
It's on Snopes. Let's see.
Everyone's talking about those red-ass Christmas trees.
It is true.
That's not true.
It is true.
No fucking way. That's fucking him.
That's fucking not him.
It's on Snopes, man.
He's a mama's boy.
I trust Snopes.
Holy shit.
He's a mama's boy, baby. Look at my good boy.
Mother Trump. Son, Mother Trump had the best tits. The greatest, most better tits. It'd be funny if, like, she talks like him, like, son, please suck upon my bosom.
The tweet that, like, made this go viral was, this photo of Donald Trump's mom looks like a character in a film about Trump's life where Trump plays all the roles.
Holy shit. What a fucking old bag. She's in hell, probably, right?
Yeah, she made the president.
Yeah. Dude, you have to laugh at it. Like,
it's appalling. No, it's like, if you really look at these people, like, this is the thing that I am starting to realize. Like, if you look at those people, she was absolutely okay with fucking looking like that. Like, she was okay with it.
Yeah, because...
What kind of a person operates in a fucking headspace where it's like, okay, I don't need to be...
That's what wealth does to you, man.
Yeah, it makes you fucking...
You get disconnected, man. You get so disconnected. And that's why you got... I was doing that bit on Monday about, like... That's why I never liked Donald Trump, because if my hair ever looked anything, any bit weird, my friends were there to make sure I knew it. Damn. Like, my friends were there to say, hey, you look stupid right now. Your hair is fucking stupid. So Donald Trump didn't have friends, because otherwise he'd have normal hair.
Many people say I have the most friends.
I have the best friends.
Like a real friend. Like a real friend. If you have a... Whenever Ryan tries to change his look, we fucking destroy him.
Oh my god. I'll never forget the one time Dave said it looked like a cow licked your fucking head, dude, or something. You said you look like you got a cow's tongue on top of your head.
Yeah, see? That's what friends do.
Alright.
Look like you're in the fucking HJs, dude.
That's what you gotta do to your friends. You can't just let them walk around with some silly haircut and not let them know.
This gives me a great ultimatum right now.
What's that?
Okay. Bill, would you rather... you got sick hair, you got good hair.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose your hair and be as skinny as you want forever, or keep your hair but have to be like designated obese, like by a doctor?
That's a tough one.
Right? But you got like shitty, like patchy fucking like bald, like Donald Trump level baldness.
Yeah, I'm keeping the hair, man. I think I'm keeping the hair.
Wise choice.
Hair's good.
You can't, like...
Good. I can do a lot with this hair.
Yeah, lying.
Yeah.
Hair goes a long way.
Hair goes a long way.
Hair goes a
long way. This is a room full of good hair. This match.
That's right. See, if Brian Kang were here, he'd probably be like, oh, I don't need my hair.
I don't need my hair.
But he's lying. He's lying.
Mm-hmm. That's why his ass
is working out. He'd rather wait. He'd rather, like... And I bet his girlfriend would be like, yeah, get some hair.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're 40.
If
you weigh 45 more pounds, I don't give a fuck about that.
Shit. Give him the choice.
Let me look at you with some hair.
All over. Not on the outside, on the top.
Now, yeah, you gotta grow a huge bush if you're fucking...
I'd be fucking taping that shit to my fucking head, bro. If I was bald and could grow hair out anywhere, fucking best believe that shit would be some kind of fucking, like, I don't care what it takes.
You gotta have John Holmes fucking...
I'm gonna fucking insert that shit myself.
Boogie night.
Do my own plugs
pukes.
In the mirror, bro.
Where are we at?
Half hour.
Only a half hour?
33 minutes, sir.
Oh, shit. Oh, so probably just a minute.
Yeah, the Cavs get so fucking slow.
Making time go slow.
How about fucking the Browns on? Oh, by the way, I'm gonna get fucked!
fucked in fantasy because I'm gonna. If everything goes right, I can tie for first place, but I lose the fucking tiebreaker. Yeah, I know. I fucking burned your fucking ass.
Suck my dick.
You're fucking falling off with me, but you needed to beat Polk and you did. So
I beat it by 1 point.
Yeah.
I lost a spider by fucking 3 points. And I got washed, Bill, dude. Washed you. This shit was fucking. Yeah. I thought I was gonna have a streak going.
Who?
Me.
Oh.
I was about to get lit up.
I should be 8-4, and because of a computer error, I am 7-5, and I file computer a protest with the fucking league.
I'm projecting to get washed this fucking week. It's not looking good for me now.
I think I need Klima. I need Sam to lose.
He's not going to lose. I'm playing. I'm getting worked.
Oh, I need Mary to beat Polk, too. Tell Mary to fucking start.
Is that
gonna happen? Yeah. She doesn't know who the fuck I'm staunchly pick. I already looked through it. Tell her to fuck. I'll text her.
Staunchly in motherfucking third right now. I feel so sad in my heart. 6-6.
Because I'm pretty sure the tiebreakers I won't be able to fucking hit. Who cares? Nobody gives a fuck.
Were we playing for money, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh shit! How much?
20.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And I just collected once the season's over.
The Browns and Hugh and Baker, that was fucking fun. Yeah, fuck you, Hugh Jackson.
And fuck Damian Woody.
I know. I fuck everybody. Fuck Colin Cowherd. I fucking hate that fucking dumb cunt. He fucking sucks. He blocked me on Twitter because I was tweeting at him actual lines from the pilot that he tried to get greenlit. just the fucking line.
Your troll level is so high.
Oh, I know. I'm so good at it.
You're so fucking good at it.
It's fucking...
That's the thing, though. Like, if someone trolls me and they have something like that, and that, like, that's fucking funny. But if you're trying to, like... Most Cleveland trolls are just so lazy and like it's
true.
It's just nothing good. Like it's just hateful shit.
Yeah.
It's not clever.
That's why
your shit's clever.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm a fucking comic. Like I'd be fucking a douchebag if I was doing it and fucking
Mr. Peanut, you fucking libido-ass bitch.
You got blocked by Mr. Peanut. That's harassing. Mr. Peanut. Fuck you, Mr. Peanut, you fucking legume ass bitch.
See, what you need to do is start screenshotting those tweets and then screenshot the block. That needs to be like your galleries on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, like, fucking. Nobody gives a shit. Dude, like.
I can't be fucked. It's fucking fucked.
I know. But
I don't see it.
I'm saying that fucking. Like the algorithm and stuff like that has passed me way, but like I'm permanently. But, like, nobody's ever gonna fucking look at that shit. It's funny. It's entertaining to me. Yeah. My favorite one that I did was this summer, where I actually trolled a fucking former NFL quarterback Dre Bly. That's fucking funny.
I told someone about that at work and they almost started crying. Dre Bly
toilet paper, man. That was the fucking
Dre Bly.
I can't remember what I said, but it went on for a long time.
It went on for a while and you like got him to like go back and forth like in DMs like,
oh yeah,
let's make this happen.
Yeah. He gave his blessing. Yeah. Hey, I'm down. If anyone like has a way to contact Dre Bly, former I have his DM.
You're in his DM.
I'm still on board with my idea. What? Oh, fuck. What was the fucking thing, the catchphrase I came up with?
Dre Fly. What was it?
It's really funny. Oh, God.
They drive with Dre Fly?
No. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know. Plus, like, there are way better people at it than me. Like, Drill is one of the fucking...
Chill Blinton, dude? You fuck with Chill Blinton?
I don't know.
This is real fucking funny. Like, do it, or just do it like the way Jimmy does his PowerPoint shit. Do that stuff.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Chester.
let me read
this. You can even do it at East End, because we got the TV up there again.
Yeah, that's true.
On my shoulder.
Come on, get away.
Come on.
Here's Dre Bly. He's like, okay, we can discuss. What's the catch behind the name? What's the catch behind Trey Ply? So I responded, well, cheap toilet paper has one paper-thin piece, parentheses, called one-ply in industry speak. Decent toilet paper has two pieces, parentheses, two-ply, and tray-ply, my friend, tray-ply three pieces. It would be like a velour tracksuit, but for your bum. I'm thinking of a tagline like, don't let cheap toilet paper nickel and dime you. Go with the proper cover too.
That's so brilliant. Like, honestly, you should Shark Tank that shit.
That's so funny.
Go on Shark Tank.
I wish people gave a fuck. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, somebody hire me. Like, why don't you fucking sports blogs and shit like this? This is what I do all fucking day. Is just think of ways to fucking, like, anger sports media personality.
You're a hero, bro.
Yeah. I am.
All right. I gotta go to Winchester.
All right. We're at 40 minutes. We're cool.
That's good. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Check out Teach These Devils.
Yeah, check it out. It's Wednesday, so it's Teach These Devils on Apple Podcasts. Where we get your podcast.
Who'd you guys have on this week?
I was Dwayne Duke this week. We got some fire shit coming up next week, too. Last week was Pope. They're all available.
And the
week
before was that on,
was fucking the unreleased Bill Squire episode. Shout out.
I thought that one got, like, not... didn't record right or something.
It was at the very end, and I just kind of, like, upped it a little bit. Sounds good.
Okay, cool.
It was lit.
Pizza Money it crossover show the 17th.
The 17th, December 17th.
Great Lakes.
Craft Laughs, Great Lakes Brewing Company.
Are you doing stand up that night too? Is he doing it?
Yeah, I got like one or two to fill in, but like, yeah, it's going to mostly be Pizza Money's
set. So you guys should come out.
Are we doing a sketch?
We're doing sketches, but I'm doing stand up and I don't know.
Dope.
And then fucking. Next Monday, I really want to win this stupid contest. So any of your boyfriends fucking come out, because it'd be really funny if I won.
Why do you want to win the contest?
Because I don't give a fuck about it, and I think it'd be hilarious.
And money.
Yeah, and $500. That's fucking funny.
If I told you you could win the contest or lose the Kevorka, which one are you picking?
Oh, win the contest. I don't give a fuck about the Kevorka.
Sad failing.
I don't care.
See, this guy made a joke about my sledgehammer swinging, and I appreciate it because I mentioned that I was having fish and tomatoes for dinner. Mm. He goes, trade that sledgehammer for some fish and tomatoes. Not the funniest thing, but he tried.
He did something.
Yeah.
I forgot to espouse on my new character, Boutros, the John himself.
Alright. Why do you have Edgar Allan Poe poetry, you fucking...
I don't, do I?
Yeah, you're so lame, dude.
Oh, it's probably one of Sarah's.
It's probably one of Sarah's.
I don't know. There's half the books in there I haven't read that I just have to make me look smart.
You too, huh?
Yeah, indeed.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Both the raven faggot.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.